May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 828. The tender mercies of the Lord on those that fear his name, for every thankful tongue afford an everlasting theme. Hymn 828.
Let us read together from the Word of God in the first epistle to the Corinthians. The first epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, part of chapter 1, part of chapter 2, and part of chapter 3. We commence our reading in the first chapter from verse 18. For for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom, that we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear, in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world, that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. Had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. We turn to chapter 3 and verse 11. For other foundation no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work, of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or the world or life or death, or things present, or things to come, all are yours, and ye are Christ's, and Christ is God's. May the Lord bless his word. Amen. O Lord, to grant that continuance at the throne of grace, we trust. There is that desire to seek hard after thee, for thy presence and thy blessing, something the world cannot afford, and our hearts would not want by nature. We seek, Lord, that thou magnify thy grace, and may we be sweetly moved by the Spirit of God and enabled to worship the Lord being merciful. We desire to come, Lord, and seek to confess in spirit as well as word our sin and unbelief and our unworthiness, for it is great. Lord, it needs not great many words about it, we believe. May we prevail with dear Jacob. May we come, Lord, with those dear characters that proved thou wast a very present help in trouble and a God near to hear and to answer prayer, even the prayer of the destitute. Lord, we would desire to come and seek by thy help to plead that worthy name. It's worthy for sinners. Lord, may we be enabled to find that virtue low at the hem and the border of thy garment. Leave us not without the virtue this evening, and a sweet knowledge of those truths, something, somebody hath touched me. Lord, we pray that thou wilt remember us, for we have much to acknowledge. Lord, not only in thy great goodness and kindness, but much sin and unworthiness to continually acknowledge. And do help us, Lord, to come rightly before thee. We pray that thou wilt also grant that, Lord, through the word of thy grace, some feeding of the poor, lifting up of the downcast, some gracious application to those souls that may feel dried up, as we read, my moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Any, Lord, that may be fearful that thou hast built against them, Lord, do come, we pray, and grant that sweet increase and that blessing of the Lord that maketh rich poor sinners through the unsearchable riches of Christ. We pray that thou wilt remember seekers and grant, Lord, there may be something for seekers, or it would be a barren time, for are we not all seekers if we are called by grace? But some may feel to be so poor. Remember such. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt remember those unable to be here, and we seek that thou wilt remember them, Lord, with thy favour and blessing, and remember any, Lord, that are in need before thee. And we pray that thou wilt bless rest and change, but grant thy visits, Lord, that revive the inner man. And we pray also for any in nature's darkness, that thou, Lord, wilt have mercy as we trust, thou hast had mercy on us. We pray that thou guide us this evening into thy word. May there be some very needful help that cometh from the Lord. We desire, Lord, to pray for this house of prayer and seek thy blessing. And may there be much of thy appearing and answering of those cries, especially put up for Zion, and this house of prayer and each cause represented, and Zion and thy people everywhere. Lord, we do pray that thou wilt bless the word of thy grace. And Lord, it is that application we need, the Lord to bring it sweetly to our hearts, that we may know the author of the word and be able, Lord, to know with one of old it is the Lord. We do pray for the deacons. We do seek, Lord, that thou bless the church and the Sabbath school. Thou knowest our heart's desire for the young, Lord, here and in our own cause, that thou wilt richly bless them. Thou, Lord, wilt preserve them in this dark day and sweetly lead them. May the Lord that took them up, those babes and children in his arms, lead them, and keep us each. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt also grant those additions, Lord, to the church, that there may be, Lord, that performance of thy word, there was much joy in the city. We desire, Lord, to pray that thou wilt hear us for our land in our solemn time of need, when there is that continual desire to be rid of all our Protestant heritage and the commandments of the Lord, especially concerning thy day. And we pray for mercy and seek that thou to arise and remember us at this time. hear the prayers that have been lifted up just a few days ago, and indeed in our desire to bring these things before thee continually, the Lord to appear. And do remember any, especially, Lord, that may need a word from the Lord. Thou grant through the foolishness of preaching much sweet knowledge of Christ, and that wisdom which is with him, the very fountain of wisdom, and the Father to so sweetly make him known and reveal that wisdom, as we read in thy word, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. And Lord, do remember us as we seek for, Lord, for that life to be felt. We dread just coming and saying things or hearing things. We want to know a little of that sweet authority of the Lord in his word above this poor dying world and the things of it that must come to naught. And grant us that preparation for all thy holy will. Remember our friend unable to be here in her great age. We bear her before thee and pray that thou wilt hear prayer, Lord, and grant Jesus may be near. We desire to seek, Lord, that thou wilt help us with one in the psalm, God shall help her, and that right early. Lord, as we sing thy worthy praises, we desire to acknowledge thee. All our ways hitherto hath the Lord helped us, and hither by thy help I'm come. We desire, Lord, that thou lift us up and come and sweetly set us at liberty in hearing and in speaking. Do remember us in every burden and care. Knowest our heart's desire that the Lord may appear. Grant those answers of peace. O Lord, God, thou knowest. We ask that thou take up any cause not expressed but known to thee, and pray that thou come, Lord, over the mountains of sin and unworthiness. May the Lord appear. Jesus himself drew near and went with them. That is our great desire, but we seek that forgiveness of sin. We ask in that worthy prevailing name of Jesus. For his sake we ask. Amen.
Hymn 1044. Water from salvation's wells, thirsty sinner, come and draw. Grace in Jesus' fullness dwells, more than men or angels know. Hymn 1044.
As the Lord may graciously help me, I will direct you to the word very much upon my mind in Proverbs, the book of the Proverbs of Solomon, chapter 16, from verse 20. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and that whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. There's a very short text. It is a part of the word of God's grace. Indeed, there is much of Christ in the Proverbs. We read in the 8th chapter so much of him who is this wisdom that is spoken of in the depth of the text. He that handleth a man matter wisely is that man that knows the Lord. In the 8th chapter we read so much of this heavenly wisdom. It is a very beautiful part where we have set before us this glorious truth of Christ Jesus, who is the wisdom of his people. It is spoken of Christ, our wisdom. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was, for the wisdom of his people. It speaks so much of Christ in the chapter 8 and other parts. And in the 16th chapter here we have a little of the truth of that wisdom in resting or being graciously given in matters, for the preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. In the chapter, we haven't read it, but it is a very good and sacred part. It speaks of this wisdom for the people of God in all their matters, be it in providence, more so in grace. Really, friends, it's as there is that need of wisdom in matters. As we read in the text, the preceding verse says, better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. And then the words seem to rest upon my mind. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. Whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. There is no wisdom but what rests in the person of Christ for his church and people. Very clearly, as we have read, that Christ is made unto us wisdom. There is no wisdom for matters of a gracious and holy manner at all, but what is made known through the very person of Christ, who is made wisdom. I want to direct you for a moment to the sweet doctrine of it. The Father sweetly making known in the counsels of eternity this wisdom, as we have read, even in the blessing of the cross of Christ. We've read much of that wisdom which is in him. I would direct you to it as the way into our text. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. Well, to the great glory of his name, the Lord will bring a greater wisdom that ever the world can seek or desire to know. And it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. I want to just clear my ground. It says here, but we preach crucified, preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the wise Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. And what sweet truths lay there, friends. Wisdom to be granted to poor sinners to ever begin to seek the Lord, or to feel their need, or to begin to seek for those truths which God alone can grant. Are there any seekers here? Friends, I venture to say they need wisdom. I venture to say such feel their lack of wisdom. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Oh, friends, is it not a sweet word to those that need the Lord? Made unto us wisdom. And in the sweet truth of it, I always like to try, as God may help me, to find Christ in our text. And I believe it is beautifully set forth here in the glories of redemption. The Lord, having chose this great and glorious one with wisdom for the lost and ruined, and for these matters that were given unto the Son, are they not those great matters of redemption? And the lifting up of his church, and the bringing of them to the Lord, and to begin to feel their need. And so we have before us these truths that are revealed in heavenly doctrine. None handled matters like he did, friends, in the obedience of his Father, for the Lord to be magnified, for wisdom to be bestowed, and for that gracious help when it is sorely needed. Now my thoughts have gone in different ways, but I do believe it is right to say, in speaking from such a word as this, he that handleth the matter wisely shall find good. Friends, it is good if we are granted wisdom whether or no to handle anything. Sometimes it is best to leave things with the Lord. There are times when it is our wisdom to remember that word, God, apply it. Be still and know that I am God. It is our wisdom to seek for the Lord to guide us in matters, especially the matters of our own soul, but there may be matters unknown to me. And it is a word that speaks of the need of God himself. For he that handleth the matter wisely shall find good. The application of my mind is this. Here are things above this poor time state. I was at a certain meeting very recently where there was much spoken, and afterwards many comments. What a very able articulations and different things were said, but you know, friends, there are things that exceed all those lower things that belong to the earth. We read of potsherds of the earth in Isaiah, and those that seek nothing above those things of this life, although perhaps there are things which need to be attended to. The great matter, friends, is this, that we are well set down the things of God and the matters of eternity with us, and that the Lord may separate us unto the true knowledge of the Lord. And we need this wisdom to conduct our affairs in the fear of the Lord. And that regulator, and that way in which the Lord does lead to those truths which concern our never dying soul in the light of eternity, how near that eternity is. He that handleth a matter wisely. It is right to say we need wisdom to understand and to seek the Lord. It is our wisdom to seek the Lord before we really handle things in our own spirit and wisdom. And it is necessary to speak from what seems to rest upon my mind. It is by way of exhortation and precept. He that handleth a matter wisely, looking beyond those things which are immediately before them, and to consider things in the light of God's own word, to weigh those things up in the balance of the sanctuary, or to seek for that especial wisdom to know the Lord's will. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. Now there are a few things I want to speak of experimentally. Desire to speak, it came on my mind to pray for the seekers and those that may be much in need of wisdom. And we need this wisdom to rightly understand the Lord's dealings with us. We need that wisdom to understand that he speaks in different ways. And sometimes he speaks in that word he answered not a word. He answered her not a word. There's a voice in it, friend. There's wisdom in it. And we need perhaps grace to consider the word as the Lord may be our wisdom, and to seek the Lord to guide us in matters concerning our souls. Well, that's where I want to speak especially. Let me direct you to my thought regarding the Lord's dealings, the matters of a soul, when the Lord begins. Sometimes gently, but the end of it is to bring very low poor sinners, so that they fear that there's no hope, or that the Lord will never hear their poor cries and the matters of their souls, fill their hearts in their daily calling perhaps, especially in the house of God. Those things which the Lord is the author of, these matters I want to touch upon, is his holy, sovereign will. And some may be very concerned about the Lord's dealings with them. Let me touch upon a few things. Sometimes when the blessed Spirit works, there's that felt sense of wants that fills the soul, fills it throughout, so that there is that spirit of bondage and trouble, and there is much sitting down with dear Job in the ashes, or those characters that felt the Lord had gone out against them. Now what should we speak concerning such? It is, friends, to take these matters the Lord has brought to their souls, and they have been brought to see their need. It is their wisdom to seek for mercy. Oh, I would speak of it. Mercy, friends, for sinners is the glorious theme of heaven. Everything the Lord makes known, it is by his mercy. And I would seek to guide seekers to the throne of grace, the mercy seat, the blood-sprinkled mercy seat, where Jesus answers prayer. Our matters that weigh the soul down, and a felt sense of utter despair in the creature, or perhaps in some particular way the Lord may have granted a word of conviction, and there is need for the Lord to appear. Now he that handleth the matter wisely, it brings me to the preaching of the word and the hearing of it. The Lord guide his servants in these matters concerning their souls and the need above this world to be prepared for all God's holy sovereign will. And so there is a way I want to speak of here, these matters that fill the heart and bring that's trouble to the soul. It is necessary to speak of directing these souls to the place where grace abounds. Grace. What a heavenly matter that is. It's the glorious aspect of the preaching of sovereign grace or sin abounding. Something abounding over sin and unworthiness, or may it be ours, friend. That grace of God that flows over mountains of sin and guilt. And there are those that do business sometimes in great waters, fearing that the Lord does not hear nor answer. Well, let me direct such to a word here that is spoken by this heavenly wisdom in God's sacred word. It is not to cast off that humble hope. It is not to look only within. The Lord direct us. It is to be found looking unto Jesus. Well, what wisdom we need for that. Or by nature we look to an arm of flesh to get better, or even to look to Sinai. But our wisdom is this, friends, to seek for the Lord to appear in these great matters. Are there any great matters this evening? And we speak of those matters especially concerning the work of the Lord in sinners' hearts that we can never understand nor comprehend the way of the Lord. It's above poor sinners. But we are perhaps prone to fear where no fear is. I think it was spoken of very recently at the prayer meeting. Now the Lord take up these matters, friends, for those that are at their wits' end, or any that are so troubled that they are tempted to give up and call no more on Jesus' name. The Lord grant some sweetness in a word, friends, which speaks of that wisdom from above. He that handleth the matter wisely. Now, the aspect of it, friends, is to speak of God's preserving and keeping in the days of unregeneracy. Friends, has he not watched over those that seek him? Has he not preserved them? And kept them to this very hour. Some of us can look back in the days of our unregeneracy to the Lord's sparing mercy. Now, friends, it is good if we can seek by the Lord's help to remember those spots and places, an unseen hand, a gracious providence, the Lord appearing. And as you look back, you may well remember the way the Lord hath led you, sometimes especially over many years. He that handleth a matter wisely. The great matter is that of our souls and also our standing and what the will of the Lord is. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. Now the aspect of it really is this. It is seeking that wisdom to bring the matter to the Lord. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Never suffer the righteous to be moved. Good word there. Now there are matters then which belong to the soul that God has quickened. That's what I'm speaking of. Not in general terms, about those matters that belong to seeking, living souls that need God's mercy and may be perplexed and fear to need the Lord to grant those answers of peace. Well, friends, it needs an upright heart, doesn't it? It needs a spirit that matches our seeking. It needs the Lord to grant to us that humility and that wisdom which is from above. Now the truth of it is this. There is in the word a sweet exhortation to that which is to be an afterward. He that handleth the matter wisely shall find good. Indeed we have the truth of it in God's own word. Nevertheless afterward. No chastening, for the present seemeth to be joyous, no, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth. Now these are the things that spring up in my mind, friends. Those that wait upon the Lord and seek for the Lord to graciously appear. Perhaps it is a word to those that may be ready to despair. And we need this wisdom in so many ways. We need it in our soul, may touch upon it further, but there are times when wisdom is needed in the Church of God. That there are matters that sometimes have to be taken up, sometimes left. No, our wisdom is to seek the Lord to overrule and to wait upon him. When I was much younger, I thought I knew the will of the Lord, many years ago. A very great need, friends, I can't tell you what need I was in. And rather than sweetly seek to leave it all with the Lord, I thought that a little earthly wisdom was needed, and it came to nothing. And oh, my heart sank. I feared the Lord had gone out against me. But you know, it was my wisdom to wait still. And it was deeply, if I can say, sanctified, used, until I could see the Lord and his will concerning me. Much as we read of that hand, that the cloud the size of a man's hand. Friends, wait for it. If it tarry, wait for it. That's another application. Beware of attending to things without the proper and needful laying it before the Lord. It will bring us much trouble. But there is an application here to those whose hearts God has touched by his grace. And there may be times when there is need of a word from the Lord. He that handeth the matter wisely shall find good. And it is our wisdom to spread the matter, like Hezekiah in his letter, before the Lord. And sometimes it is right to put pen to paper, but very often it is our wisdom to leave a matter. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. And I have not any thought to speak further about that providence or the way that may be spoken of in material things. What I do speak about, friends, is a need to discern the will of the Lord. We've read some very sacred truths in that epistle of this wisdom, which we read of it in James as well. That wisdom of the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. But this wisdom that is spoken of here, that the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. That is the wisdom of this world. Therefore, let no man glory in men. A solemn matter. For all things are yours in Christ, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, the world or life or death or things present, things to come, all are yours. Ye are Christ's, and Christ is God. It speaks of this wisdom for poor sinners to begin to discern. Sometimes just need the Lord to grant some leading or proving of the matter. It is best to leave many things for the Lord to grant some light and wisdom, lest we should take a wrong step. And there are things that could be spoken of as being of the Lord. It is his work, friend. Where the Lord has been in a poor sinner's heart, there's not much left, is there? And the Lord's been ploughing up the poor sinner's heart. Once a sinner near despair, sought thy mercy seat by prayer. Now, friends, those that are made wise and that discern the Lord's will seek to prayerfully remember such as are bowed down, can nowise lift up themselves like that character. Speak a word in season, or to seek to encourage and to guide, or to remember them, especially at the throne of grace. Now, these matters I want to speak upon, friends, are matters that exceed this poor dying world. Now, in seekers' hearts, there's a conflict. There are those things that press them so much that all their seeking seems to come to an end sometimes. But they're pressed down. The things of a trifling day, as a hymn writer says, fill their hearts. They come to the end of the day and they feel utterly undone. They have not been able to remember the Lord. And when I was at work, friends, in a garage, the Lord was working my heart, and I tried to remember the things before the Lord, the things I'd heard, and I got in such terrible bondage. And I thought, if I can remind myself, then I can pray better. And the Lord brought it all to nothing. I had to come down and down. And then, whom he empties, he fills. It's a good matter, isn't it? When the Lord grants an increase in seekers' hearts, that they find a little crumb, a little sweet comfort somewhere, maybe in a line of a hymn. And then there's a sweet lifting up of the heart. It's a good matter. My heart is indicted in a good matter, said the psalmist. I think it's in Psalm 45, isn't it? Well, we do need that good matter, friend. The exceeding all those things of a lower earth, and how present they are, these things. And the devil comes on the back of them and seeks to separate a poor seeker from his God. And such need the gospel. They don't want the letter gospel. They want a word from the Lord about it. No, oh, it's in the preaching, isn't it? The psalmist says, my heart is indicted in a good matter. And that's what seekers want. A little of this good matter. They can see the Lord's people have it. But they do need the Lord to grant them a little of that matter that makes glad the heart, and they seem to get lower and lower. And then it is really, friends, as much as the Lord is lifted up in the preaching, that he's lifted up in a poor sinner's heart, that's it, isn't it? When there's an application, and the Lord sweetly grants that lifting up. I was speaking on Sunday evening of the inner man. That's the matter, isn't it? It's the inner man. Now it needs renewing day by day. Of course, there may be those that come into some great spiritual trial and trouble. It isn't long, is it, before we get so low. Hardly seem to drag about, or I must speak carefully, but heaviness, that's a matter, isn't it? In the heart of man, causes it to stew. You know, there's another matter. The Lord stands above it. Oh, he knows just how much to try. That faith he graciously gives. But it's always tried. Ah, the Lord's matters, friends, they're tried matters. He grants them in poor, unworthy sinners' hearts. Then he proves himself to them. But the matter surely is this, they have to know themselves to be sinners' base and to be directed. Those sweet and heavenly truths, in that 45th psalm it speaks, just the truth of it. In thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness. For his arrows are sharp, aren't they? That's a matter. When the arrows of the Lord are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, whereby the people fall under thee. And then, so I do love doctrine, where it speaks of those heavenly matters for poor sinners, that they cannot attain to them, that they're so poor and needy, but you know, it's what comes down from above, like the showers from heaven, or even the dew upon the branch. Friends, it's that sweet coming down, isn't it, of the Lord, so gently sometimes. And there's a reviving in the heart. That's a good matter, the Lord reviving the hearts of his people. Dear Jacob knew that good matter when he said, Joseph, my son, is yet alive. Oh, the years of trouble and sorrow. And then the good hand of God appeared. That's a good matter, friends, when the Lord appears. But you know, it needs a heart that is really and rightly in God's hand, laid low and brought to his feet, and to feel guilty and undone, yet with heart relenting. My friends, it's real things, isn't it? Now these matters especially that spring up in my heart are the Lord's dealings with poor sinners. Sometimes the Lord's people go from day to day, week to week, or even longer. And without him, their hearts get so dry and hard and rebellious and worldly and carnal. And then soon perhaps seem to be influenced by the world, and that the devil is certainly not far behind. So there's no harm in this. It's a little innocent, this or that. But friends, what about the heart? Where God sets up his banner, does it rest rightly under the banner? Oh, we do need these matters put right. Sometimes I do, in my poor heart. Have you got any matters that you have to lay before the Lord? There's one great matter I want to speak about in my thoughts, and that is a little of that love to be made known. That's a heavenly matter, isn't it? The love of Christ. Oh, rich and free, fixed on his own eternally, friends. Now, the world will say this and that, and boast their little store, but an interest in the Saviour's love and blood. How it exceeds this poor, earthy, carnal spot we love by nature. And yet it's going out unto him, isn't it? Without the camp. Bearing his reproach. So we would see Jesus. It'll springing up in the heart. Sometimes that's a little glimpse as the prisoner through the grate loves the light. So there's that need of the Lord to grant that liberty to the captive. Well, it's a good matter when the Lord opens the prison house. And leads them out, friend, as it was Peter, the angel going before him, not the jailer. The dear Lord granting those shoes, although we read of the sandals, and the iron gate that opened to, for he would set the dear man free, and the Lord will set free his prisoners. Sometimes to especially know his will. Now my heart is up to the Lord to guide me in the word. He that handleth the matter wisely shall find good. It's exactly what the Lord has put in the heart. That's the good matter. And then the need of wisdom to understand the Lord's dealing. His loving kindness. That's a good matter. The Lord's goodness and mercy endureth continually. And whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. What a word that is. No, it is really that spirit of faith. Let me direct you to something I may have mentioned it when the Lord dealt with me very many years ago. The Lord blessed me under this word, but whoso hearkeneth unto me, ear opened, wisdom granted, hearken unto me, shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. The Lord grant the application. And whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Now the spirit of free will of man is to urge, to seek, to coerce men to trust in the Lord, and then all be well, but give your heart to the Lord. Not in so many words, but that is the solemn attitude of it. Friends, it will not do. This trust is as much as the Lord appears and causes poor sinners to be looking unto him and to trust upon him. Is not so easy. Trust in him with all thine heart. It is that exhortation out of the word in the gospel. Now it is that work of the Lord in poor sinners' hearts. But what a sweet promise there is. And whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. What does it mean? Well, friends, it means this, that such that trust in the Lord with all their heart, by the help of God, with no confidence in the flesh, the Lord will surely appear. Happy is he. Now, what does it mean? Very often in the word of God we have the state of the wicked and the state of the righteous. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help. Do you need him? Well, friends, it's rejoicing, isn't it, in the Lord. A little sweet token that the Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. Oh, and there's something else, friends, this happiness, you know, it is of God. It will not come to nothing like the happiness of those that dwell on things beneath. It only increases. Happiness, thou lovely night. Where's thy seat? So tell me where. A beautiful hymn. It speaks then of those things. Now, I just direct you to my thought in it. Friends, it's continuing. But continue thou until the Lord appears. It is that waiting upon him that we need that submission to his will. Brings me to that truth, friends, that the Lord constrains his people. He grants them that sweet influence of his grace and love and mercy that draws the soul a little in his way. And there's a need for the Lord to prove it and to seal the promise or grant the token. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob indeed for his help. Some of you have proved it. The he that sits in the heavens, waits to be gracious. As we cannot speak of it as we would. The hymn writer says, happy the man that bears a yoke of his chastising God, and has to seek for grace to humble themselves under the mighty hand of God. It's a good hand though. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. Well, it's in Christ Jesus. The source of all good for poor sinners. The Father hath appointed. This blessed truth, happy is he that seeks the Lord, that waits upon him, that the Lord blesses indeed, like dear Jabez. You know, this soul is happy when the Lord appears, but then the clouds gather. And there is so much trial, perhaps, and trouble and sorrow too. But the truth is this. The Lord sanctifies it. Puts it all right in a moment. Makes crooked places straight. Rough places, plain. Have you got any rough places? Oh, it needs, doesn't it, the Lord, to grant the seal, the token. Well, it's in the word. Happy whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Sometimes we have to trust him where we cannot trace it. Do you know, it's something especially that God appoints, that he tries the heart and brings that need for God himself, the Lord, to intervene. We need it in so many things, but especially where the Lord grants that sacred work of grace or his purposes. It needs the Lord, doesn't it, to grant that top stone. Happy is he. Oh, happy is that man that is brought to lean upon his God, having no confidence in the flesh, and to wait only upon him. Must leave a few remarks. We've had to come with this word in our heart, feeling our need, many matters, many sins. But yet, it is a word from the Lord. We read, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death, and the lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. Lord, forgive all of this. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Chapman will preach next Lord's Day, and Mr. Timothy Rosier on Wednesday next week. Let us close with hymn 740. Lord, when I hear thy children talk, and I believe 'tis often true, how with delight thy ways they walk, and gladly thy commandments do. In my own breast I look and read accounts so very different there, that had I not thy blood to bleed, each sight would sink me to despair. Hymn 740.
Thank you.
to bless thine own word, that it may not return to thee void. Lord, remember seeking hearts and troubled hearts, and do bless thy word whereto thou send it this evening. Lord, be with us as we part, we seek the convoy of thy love. Remember each one, we ask thy mercy upon us. Now may the grace of Christ our Saviour and the Father's boundless love with the Holy Spirit's favour rest upon us from above. Amen.